On our program today, I'm going to visit with Aaron Hall. Aaron is the coordinator for the Nest Healthy Futures Program with YSS, part of the group. And Aaron, you've been with a couple of different things, first of all, with YSS, but most recently taken over as a coordinator here. And you had been involved with this program previously, hadn't you?
Yep. I started out in a lower-level position, and I've worked my way up to the coordinator. So.
Okay. Other things with YSS? Have you worked in other departments as well? Or?
Yep. I've worked at our shelter, youth shelter, Rosedale Youth Shelter in Ames, and I have worked over at the mental health clinic in Ames as well previously.
Okay. So, well, we are going to talk about the Nest and Healthy Futures program, and just so people understand, yes, they are together, but they are two different things.
Yep, correct.
So let's start with let's go with Healthy Futures, because I think that's the first part of the whole thing, and then I think Nest comes in afterwards. But let's talk a little bit about Healthy Futures. A little bit about that. What can you tell us? Is it about young parents? Who all would be participating in the Healthy Futures program?
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes parents and caregivers just need help learning how to manage a growing family, and so that's why we offer Healthy Futures. So our staff provide one-on-one support to parents and children with the goal of creating that happy and healthy family. It's a completely voluntary home visitation program available to families in both Boone and Story County. So
mostly focused just, again, the Boone and Story County. Now, Could it be for some, I know it's younger people, maybe first child. Could it be anybody that just, maybe they might even be a little bit older, but having their first child, and this is a whole new experience for them.
Yeah. So you have to be pregnant or parenting a child under the age of 5. And then just to be eligible, we have a brief screening form that we would have you fill out with me to check your eligibility. We primarily serve lower-income families or first-time moms, but please reach out if you are interested in the service.
Yeah, again, it's all voluntary, but I'm sure that once you start, and some people get started with it, they really become, I would think, I don't want to say dependent, but they have a resource.
Yeah. We like to provide that one-on-one support. And, you know, life goes in cycles. And so we are there for the ups and downs for sure.
Okay. So you do a lot of, since you're the coordinator, but do you have some people that help you with this?
Yep. So we have currently two other family development specialists and then myself who have a caseload, and we go in and meet with families typically either once a week or every other week and do about an hour-long visit. And during those visits, we're doing screenings, so like maternal depression screenings, child development screenings to make sure the kids are developmentally on track, home safety checklists, and then just providing evidence-based parenting curriculum about their child's development stages and activities they can do with their kiddos and things like that.
Do you occasionally have to tell them, don't believe everything you read on the internet?
Yes.
There is good information there too, but you have to pay attention. I'm guessing everyone's a little different because everybody parents differently.
For sure. And directing them to more reputable resources for sure is part of our job.
All right. Healthy Futures, pretty easy. And is it free? Is there a related cost? How does it work?
No cost. You just sign up. And then once you're enrolled, you can stay in the program until your child turns 5 years old. And like we've said before, it's completely voluntary. So if at any point you feel like your family has had enough support, you can always discharge from the program as well before that age 5.
Okay. So what if somebody has some children that might be a little older but still have a newborn or are expecting? Can they still?
It doesn't have to be your first kid. Definitely reach out as long as you live in Boone or Story County and have a kid in our age range, we can definitely work to serve you.
Because I'm guessing, as I recall, not any two kids probably aren't going to be the same either. So,
No. Every kid is different in what the support they need, and how you parent for sure can be different from kid to kid as well.
Okay. Well, I know that there's a collaborative effort, groups, people that help make like the Healthy Futures part of this possible. Can you kind of run through those that help make this work? Because I know you have to collaborate with others to be successful and be able to get everybody in the support they need.
Yeah, so we do work with a lot of different agencies and provide referrals for families, whether they need housing assistance, so working with CIRHA or the YSS housing programs, our mental health clinics at YSS, that postpartum depression and things like that, getting our moms into counseling for that. We also get lots of referrals from the OBGYN clinics in both Boone and Story County.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was curious about, because a lot of times they might be working with somebody and say, you know, we've got people who can maybe work with you a little bit, help answer mm-hmm. some of your questions and stuff. So they say, go and see so-and-so at YSS.
Yep.
Go and see Erin. She'll get you signed.
Yes.
I know the program, obviously, because I've been aware of them for some time, but Boost, Boone Story County, Together for Children, early childhood efforts, they have forever been a big supporter of the early childhood assistance, I call it. Sometimes people keep saying, well, you're intervening with it. Well, not really. It's not an intervention. It's an assistant. It's a resource.
Yeah, and they are our largest funder for our program, actually. So, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about NEST, then. That's another part of assistance that is available. And, again, I think a lot of people might be aware of what NEST is, but let's give them a little rundown, a little general overview of what is NEST.
Yeah, so the Family NEST is another free community-based program that is for pregnant and parenting mothers up to their child is 6 months old for enrollment, okay. And then they can stay in the program till the child's 2 years old.
Okay.
And basically, it's a group education class held on the second and fourth Thursday of the month at First United Methodist Church in Boone. And then on the first and third Thursdays of the month, we're at St. John's Church by the campus in Ames. And our participants come, have a group presentation, and then we also have an incentive-based point system with the program. And so participants earn points towards incentives by participating in a variety of positive, healthy, promoting activities such as prenatal care appointments, our education classes, checks, things like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, if they do go and participate in this, they earn these points, and it's important. Those points are important.
Yeah.
You get to redeem them.
Yep, they can redeem their points for other necessary items and kind of help supplement some of those needs. So they can get diapers, wipes, clothes. We have some bigger items like strollers, high chairs, things like that. Another great resource. Yeah.
I know we do have some people that, I know people that like to donate to NEST. They want to make sure that you have enough supplies for people.
Yes.
And they can. Can people do that? Is that something that, I mean, it's welcome, or do you? Because the one that comes to mind is when we were having our formula deal, where we had that shortage. I bet you they were going, do you have extra formula?
So typically, formula a lot of families get through WIC. Mm-hmm. but occasionally I do have people donate some formula, and we will get it out to families that are needing that. Yeah.
So you work with the different programs that are out there, WIC, Women, Infant, Children, folks, if you don't know the acronym, but that's there. So to enroll in the NEST program, what do they have to be able to do? Obviously, got to be from Boone or Story County, I'm sure.
Yep. And then just pregnant or have a child 6 months of age or younger, and then meet our income guidelines. So that's another kind of screening that I would do.
Okay.
It's based on family size and income. So it's different for every family. So I can't like a straight income.
Yeah. No, it's but that's one of those, yeah, because each family, again, a little bit different on their needs and what they need. I did want to ask, because I know that you do have a couple of what you go out and make some presentations and get together. So if people that, you know, if they may not feel comfortable about coming in, or maybe they know somebody who might need to get some assistance. You're going to be at the library. You got a couple of events coming up.
Yeah. So we are going to be at the Boone Library for story time on Wednesday, April 26th at 10 o'clock. And then I will also be at the Boone Library story time on May 17th at 10 for the Mental Health Awareness Month. And I'll be presenting about the importance of parents' early engagement with children 0 to 5, how it impacts their brain development, and then we'll also just have our program flyers and have that availability for people to enroll if they are interested at both of those story times.
And if they, well, all I can say is if you're going to be there with Mr. Z, hang on.
Right.
And why not? Yes, no. I know he's, and he's come up with some great different programs, again, for early childhood, too, that just, it always amazes me, some of the things he comes up with. So
yeah, he is a great partner for our programs, and families attending those story times can earn points for NEST. Yeah. So kind of, we all kind of work together. So
that's one of the things, too. And, you know, we do have, what if somebody has, you know, is moving into the community, has a young child? And again, they might be looking for information about things like Healthy Futures and NEST, or it might need just that transit, because I can imagine moving and everything else with a young child, that's got to put some stress on a family.
Yeah.
And this is about the time of the year we get some of that going on. So best bet would be go on online to the website for you, or?
Yeah, YSS.org, and under the Programs tab, you can find the Pregnancy and Parenting Education tab, and it talks about NEST and Healthy Futures, and it has my contact information listed on that website as well.
So, again, folks, we've been visiting with Aaron Hall. Aaron is a coordinator for NEST Healthy Futures with YSS. Once again, on the Healthy Futures side, just a little summary for folks that are listening, or if you just happen to tune in. Really, you are looking here to provide some assistance or to be able to be a resource to families that have a child under 5, right?
Yep.
Or expecting, or under 5?
Child under 5, yep.
Okay, and then the NEST is, again, a little bit more confined on the age group, but again, the same thing. Again, you, what, up to 2 years, right? Two?
So pregnancy to 6 months to enroll, but then you can stay in the program until the child turns two. So.
Okay. And if you've been there and again, your child ages out, doesn't mean if you have another child, you can't go back again. Those are,
yeah, for sure.
If you're eligible, we got to throw the eligibility in there too. But, and again, if you do want information, want to find out more, Aaron will be at the Erickson Public Library, what, on the 26th?
The 26th at 10, and May 17th at 10 as well.
Okay. And or get her online, again, yss.org, easy to do, the parenting, and she's got email. And the bottom line is you just want to be there to be that resource to help these young families, or maybe even not so young families, but people that are having their first child, if they run into challenges, things like that, just be there to help them pass that next step, that next hurdle.
Yes, for sure. We always want to provide that support to those families.
All right. Once again, we've been visiting with Aaron Hall, again, the coordinator for the Nest Healthy Futures Program. And people, if you want to find out more, if you think, you know, like we said, most of the referrals, especially with expectant moms and stuff, come from your healthcare providers. A lot of them will tell them, you know, we know somebody you can talk to. And that's one of the way I know they drive a lot of people there, too. But obviously, some people have great support groups, great families to help them out as well. They may not need the assistance, but if they want to check on it, they're more than welcome to do so.
Yes.
Aaron, thanks so much for visiting with us, letting us know about Nest Healthy Futures. Hopefully we get some parents, young parents, coming out to visit with you. Moms and dads both. And once again, they can stop at the Erickson Public Library. And again, if they have any other questions, that's on Wednesday the 26th at 10 o'clock. By the way, 17th of May, 10 o'clock in the morning at the Erickson Public Library. And or go online to yss.org. Check it out there. Aaron, thanks so much for visiting with us.
Thank you.